USA News, I'm Lance Pryor.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox. The Mississippi State Penitentiary Wednesday evening executed Thomas Eddie Loden for raping and murdering 16-year-old Lisa Marie Gray 20 years ago. Loden was pronounced dead at 6:12 p.m. local time by Sunflower County Coroner Heather Burton. Convicted murderer in California, Scott Peterson, may be getting a new trial.
Scott Peterson might be granted a new trial right around the 20th anniversary of his pregnant wife's death. Prosecutors say he dumped her body into the San Francisco Bay on Christmas Eve 2002. Now a judge will soon decide if he will get a new trial after the discovery of a possible biased juror. After a status hearing Wednesday, the judge indicated she would decide by the end of December. I'm Tim Berg.
The Democrat-led House passed a short-term spending bill Wednesday to keep government agencies funded at current levels through December 23rd, giving lawmakers more time to negotiate a roughly $1.7 trillion appropriations package that would cover the full fiscal year. After dumping multiple feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, the storm on Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission around the moon. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. With two modes of angling, it exceeded power gathering from the sun. This is USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The Senate voted unanimously Wednesday to pass a bill that would ban TikTok on government-issued devices. The FBI has announced the social media app is surveilling Americans and delivering the data to communist China leaders. A growing number of states have barred state employees and contractors from using TikTok on government devices. After Elon Musk's son had an encounter with a stalker, changes are happening at Twitter regarding live location reveals.
20-year-old Jack Sweeney started at Elon Jet on Twitter using publicly available data from flight tracking services. The website's where you put in a plane's tail number and it tells you the craft's location. First, Twitter suspended the account despite Musk's pledge to keep it open on free speech grounds. Hours later, Twitter reinstated at Elon Jet, then killed it again. Topping it all, Musk is threatening to sue Sweeney. For what remains a mystery. I'm Richard Johnson.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby announced Wednesday, Swati Murakizi, a U.S. Air Force veteran from Minnesota, was freed from Russian-controlled territory in a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. He was freed along with 64 soldiers of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. He claims he was beaten and tortured with electricity by his Russian captors. Nurses have begun striking for higher wages in Britain. The Royal College of Nursing says as many as 100,000 staff took part in Thursday's strike. This is USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.